Dad, what we're going to do today?
Oh, I don't know. Haven't you got some algebra homework to do or something?
Dad, why don't we do our show?
Huh? What show?
You know, the one we're going to talk about tomorrow.
Huh? Hold on a minute. Let me just get into my time machine and go forwards to tomorrow. Right, now, what show?
You know, the Saturday Shed Show.
But it's not Saturday, it's Sunday now.
But yesterday it was.
Hold on, I'll just get back in the time machine. Right, now, let me just check the date on the newspaper. Great! It's Saturday!
So, it must be time for the
Saturday Shed Show!
Moving down the garden at 100 miles an hour. Trying not to flatten Mama's flowers.
Me, I told you to get that flower.
The weekend is here and the weekdays are far away.
No work!
No school!
Gotta do something for a couple of days. It's a shed, 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 shed.
Nah, I think we'll do it next week now. Hello and welcome to the very first edition of what social services are already calling grossly inappropriate for all children aged between 0 and 60. Yes, although we've only been on the air for literally seconds, the reviews are flying in.
There's one now!
Ooh, it's from Rowley Regis's premier freebie, the Rowley Flyer. And this week it comes with a free brick. Great! Right, it says here that they think the Shed Show is absolutely smashing. And sorry about the window.
Oh, that's a great review.
It certainly is, Small T. Well, coming up on this exciting edition of the Saturday Shed Show, Small T will be asking why Steve of Stevie's Ices, Rowley's premier mobile ice cream vendor, insists on playing the well-known folk tune Greensleeves, not in its well-known G Natural tuning, which is adored by kids up and down the country, but in a rare, quite unnerving Hungarian gypsy scale, which has rendered some children so scared of flamenco guitar that they refuse to come out of their bedroom.
And later, BT will be skydiving for next door's new extension.
I certainly will. Well, before that, here's the answer to last week's Parallel Universe competition question.
Yes, for those of you time machines, remember we asked, what time does the Rowley Fire open on Saturdays at 5 p.m?
Yes, that's right, Small T. And we all know that the answer, of course, is 5:25 to 6, give or take a few seconds. Small T, can you reach inside the alternate universe and pick out a winner, please?
Roger that, Big T.
That's it. Put your hand in. Don't be afraid.
Help! My hand's stuck. I can't get out. Help! Save me!
All right. I'll help you. Put your hand.
Gunny.
Okay, let's have a look. And the winner is... Harlem Satherthwaite from Dudley, age 9.
You mean the Harlem Sweaterface of the Black Country Bullets? the best basketball team this side of Dudley.
It certainly is, Smorty. And guess what? The little dribbler's out in the backyard right now and he's going to show me a few stunts. Let me just grab this microphone and we'll go and speak to him.
So, look, here we are. I'm just going to make my way down the garden, and just a few interesting facts about Harlem. He's actually 6'2", and his mum tells me, he puts this down to the fact that he eats a large amount of Cocoa Pops, and he's actually watched quite a lot of American basketball games on TV, and this has made his accent actually American, so he speaks in an American accent despite coming from the black country. Here he is. Hello, Harlem.
How's it hanging, brother?
Yeah, it's hanging all right, yeah, thanks. So how did you first get into basketball?
Well, you know, bro, ever since I started bouncing my first basketball, I felt a sense of peace and tranquility, and so did everybody around me.
Okay, so let me just speak to Harlem's dad. So how does his basketball interfere with his schoolwork?
Well, you know, he's a very good boy. He's always helping people. I mean, last week, a friend of his at school, he helped him overcome his fear of flamenco guitar music.
Perhaps, Harlem, you could show us a few tricks then. Do you want to show us a few tricks? Want to start with a backwards flip?
Okay, brother.
Okay, let's see it then. Let's see. He's going to do it now. He's going to do the backwards flip. Oh, yes, that was amazing. Absolutely amazing. Perhaps you could show us something else. What else can you show us? Can you bounce the ball round and round and round, completely round in a circle?
100 times,
quick. There he goes, he's going right round in a circle. It's amazing, it's absolutely amazing, the control and the versatility that he has with the basketball. Right, Harlem, can you show me now, can you show me how long you can bounce the ball without stopping? Here he goes.
What a basketball. I am hypnotising you.
Hmm? What's that? What's that noise?
Watch the basketball. Watch it go.
Oh, that ball.
Watch the ball.
So relaxing.
Watch it go. Watch.
Feels so calm.
Watch it go open now.
So calm.
Open now. Open now. And then in the shelter, you speak but.
Thanks for showing us, Harlem.
Anytime, bro. See ya.
Okay, well, that was really weird. Let's go back to the shed.
Now it's time for a round of the popular parlour quiz.
I think he actually means parlour quiz.
The Brain Game.
Yes, hello and welcome to The Brain Game, the literary quiz that languishes in the linguistic loveliness of language. Yes, the rules are very simple. Each player must think of a word
and then promptly forget it and think of another word which is totally and utterly unconnected to the first word they have forgotten.
Verbs must be indefinite and nouns abstract except in the case of compounds, which have become possessive and will need sectioning. And the use of articles is strictly forbidden except between the hours of 8:15 and 11:45. And if the article is unnecessarily definite, it should be confronted and tickled with a large hammer. The use of alphabetic spaghetti is strictly forbidden and consecutive repetitions.
Yes, it really couldn't be simpler.
And the winner wins the coveted all-expenses-paid trip to Bilston's very own Leather Museum, where you'll be treated to a demonstration of tanning.
Small T, are you ready?
I certainly am, Big T. Are you ready?
I certainly am, Big T. And are you, Christian Christophers, our commentator, sitting in the corner over there? Are you ready?
Yes, I certainly am, Big Tur, and it's Small Tur to go first. And remember, folks, you can play along at home by stroking your left ear in an anti-clockwise motion. And it's Small T to have the first word.
Paper mache.
And that's a textbook opener from Small T.
Cardboard.
Good response from Big T.
Computer.
At school, they simply call Small T the brain.
Screwdriver.
Big T standing on firm ground with that one.
Lamp post.
Well, let's get right inside the action now as we go to our microphone, which is placed up Small T's nostril and into his left lobe of his brain. What's going on inside there? Amazing. Now, what's Big T got for us?
Moon dust.
Yes, we've seen this before from Big T. Oh, he's got him hanging over a precipice of alphabetical uncertainty now.
Bear.
Fingers.
Fridge.
A phone.
Oh, no. Oh, these are worrying times for Big T. I can think of one or two ways out of this one.
Stone.
And that was one of them.
Piano.
Cauliflower. Yes, I've got him. I've got him.
Oh, this could be the end for Small T. The silence is absolutely deafening.
Cly.
Oh, no.
The Vragium.
That was my only chance. Yeah.
Well, there you have it, and just before Small Tur embarks on his leather odyssey, we have a few final thoughts before the end of this week's fantastic Saturday Shed Show.
Well, that really is for joining us. What's going on? What's going on here? What's going? Hey, well, anyway, thanks for joining us. Join us for more scintillating. What's going on? Oh no! It's that Harlem Sabbath. Yeah, I keep speaking backwards. Oh, I better go quick. Max, say goodbye.
Bye, Big T. Oh, Big T, we forgot to do that bit. When we pick a star from the end music.
Oh yeah, yeah. I forgot that bit. Oh yeah, we got all these pieces of paper here with different stars on: Kazoo, Stomp, Baby Language, Alien, all the rest of it. Right, Big T, you pick one out. He's picked it, and it's Baby. We've got to do the end song in a baby style. Let's do it.